Good morning, everybody. This is PM in the AM, and I am Jada Campbell, and here is my sidekick, Mike Campbell. He's with me this morning to help us wrap up this Anointed for Life.
Hi, y'all. I've never done this before. Hey, praise God, man. What an exciting 2 weeks we've had on talking about the Anointed. And, you know, really and truly, ladies and gentlemen, we could go on and on. There's all kind of things about the anointing that we need to learn, but we're gonna wrap this up. Yesterday we talked about how we're anointed by the Spirit of God for power, but I started on something a while back. I want to make sure you got it, and that is that when Jesus was on the earth, he did not elevate his ministry. This is what's important. Jesus did not place his works or ministry in a class by themselves. But there's a scripture found in Ephesians, and it's found in Ephesians 4:8, that when Christ ascended on high, he gave gifts to men. Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, Jada, God's always good about giving us gifts. There's a scripture, the Psalms, that says he daily loads us with benefits.
Daily loads benefits. That's like having a bunch of money in the bank and it gets daily interest.
Come on, that's good.
So he loads the benefits every day.
That's exactly right. Let me tell you something. For those of you who believe in the poverty mentality, I'm going to have yours. A slop over is going to get on me. Not your poverty, but I'll take the daily loaded benefits, because God has always been a giver. So here, Jesus, when he dies, he ascends. But when he ascends, he gives gifts unto men. Now, this is significant. And it says, what were these gifts? They were listed in the 11th verse. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, and these are commonly referred to as the fivefold ministry gifts. Now, Jesus gave those to us. He gives them to us.
Yes.
All right. And I think everybody, you know, is pretty much familiar that you look in the Old Testament, talks about the prophet. Now, the pastor is something new because there were no pastors in the Old Testament.
Right.
There were prophets, period. So the rest of these ministry gifts have to do with the church. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the prophet in the New Testament doesn't operate like the prophet of the Old Testament. It's a totally different gift. It's not a foretelling anymore. All right. So anyway, we're talking about the gifts that Jesus gave to men. Jesus stood in all five of these ministries while he was alive. All right. And so he's our example. So get this in Hebrews 3:1. It says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Oh, wait a minute. Jesus was an apostle?
He was the...
According to the scripture, he was.
But
well, wait a minute. What about the 12 apostles? Oh, they were apostles too. Once again, fulfilling what Paul said, I was called by Jesus, or by God, to be an apostle.
Right.
So the very one who gave us the gifts calls people to set in these. Now, these are ministry gifts. These, not everybody in the body of Christ is going to be one of these, because this might be a ministry gift that does operate behind a pulpit. But all of us are called to preach the gospel.
Right.
All right. So the fivefold ministry actually was called into place to what? To train.
To train, to teach,
get them to do the ministry.
Where is
that? That's in four. Look, read down about
Ephesians,
verse number
Ephesians 4.
Ephesians 4:12. Look, mm-hmm. Look at it. I'll let you read all that.
There it is. And it says in 11, and he himself gave to apostles. Some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for, this is the purpose for the fivefold ministry, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But we need to understand that they are to be training the body of Christ to be doing the work of the ministry. And if we're to be doing the work of the ministry, we've been given the authority, which Jesus did, and the empowerment with the Holy Spirit.
You're exactly right. And so he gave us some gifts. And we find out that Jesus was an apostle. An apostle, a simple term, is one who sent. He's a sent one. All right. So he sent out to establish churches, to establish works. So they were sent out as an apostle, and Jesus was clearly the best example. He was sent from heaven. I mean, don't get any better. But he was also a prophet. Wait a minute. Was he a prophet? Well, let's read the scripture and see what it says. In John, it says, Luke's gospel, it says, no prophet is accepted in his own home country.
Well, then
Jesus was talking about himself.
Right.
Because he was not accepted in Galilee, or Nazareth, rather. He was not accepted in Nazareth, which is in the region of Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not accepted. He's a prophet. He was prophetic in what he did. I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't get any better than this. All right? The story of the woman of the well. All right? She wanted living water. And he promised that he would give that to her. And so Jesus was a prophet in the fact that he knew she had no husband.
Yes.
He said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have one. That's exactly right. You've had five.
But once again, let's go back to he was prophetic right there, but it wasn't because he was the Son of God.
Yeah.
It was because he was anointed.
Yes, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what this all goes back to. He was an evangelist, Luke 4:18. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. Woo!
So he's
the evangelist
is a teacher, fireball,
preaching machine that gets people born into the kingdom of God. And we see miracles. Philip was an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
Philip was an evangelist. And Philip, it says Philip the evangelist. I love that. Abagus was another prophet. Mm-hmm. But Philip the evangelist, he's the only one listed as an evangelist. And we saw two things in his ministry. One was preaching. There was great joy in the city. People were getting saved.
Right.
But we also saw miracles, signs and wonders.
That's right.
So we have the healing ministry that goes with an evangelist. We have a lot of people call themselves evangelists. They exhort people and people get saved, but they never have any miracles. They're just exhorters.
Right?
So not really evangelists. So anyway, we see these things in the life of Jesus, and these things are important because it goes back to what Jada was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
We have an anointing. Jesus did these things because he was anointed. He came up out of the River Jordan. The Spirit descended upon him. He had already laid aside his deity and glory in heaven, and he became a man. And when he became a man, he had to have an anointing to preach and to do what he did. He had authority from heaven, but then he got the empowerment from heaven, and he preached up a storm. He taught the people. I mean, come on. Jesus was amazing.
Hey, he even had miracles that happened when he wasn't physically there, like Jairus' daughter, right? Just go home because she's going to be healed when you get there. I just think that's amazing.
Well, actually, he went to Jairus' house.
He went to Jairus.
But well, you're talking about.
I'm talking about Roman centurion.
Centurion.
Roman centurion.
That's right.
That's right. He
said,
kind of passes by, doesn't he, and says, would you come pray?
And he says, you go on home.
That's right.
And the guy went home and he said, when did it happen? And it was at the very hour.
Very hour.
That's right.
That's right.
So listen, your word, when you're anointed, your words carry great authority and power. Don't use your words lightly. Choose wisely. Remember the old movie, The Crusade, Last Crusade with, who was that? Harrison Ford played the character.
And Sean Connery,
yeah.
the father.
I don't know the name of the movie.
Indiana Jones. And the Last Crusade.
And the old knight told him, he said, choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
Right? So choose your words.
But
he was talking about the chalice. But I'm telling them, choose your words wisely. Because your words, in fact, you're going to give an account for every odd word that comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, absolutely.
Your words are going to give, your words are going to give life or death.
Yeah.
To someone.
So it's important
when you speak words.
That we understand that we are anointed by God. And that God has called us all, every one of us, whether we're in the fivefold ministry or not. Jesus didn't classify his ministry above ours. He was right there with us. He was anointed like we are. And then he gave us authority to go and do. And then gave us an empowerment with the baptism of the Holy Spirit coming into our lives and upon our lives. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've said all that this week and last week so that you can learn to grow and to cooperate with the anointing.
That's right.
How can you do it? Study and prayer. Be with God and study his word and it will grow in your life.
And just the knowledge that you have an anointing. I think a lot of believers don't really understand that you receive an anointing the moment you are born again. But then there is another experience that can bring more power and more ability by receiving the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. We just want you to be aware of what you have in your life, and that you can walk in that victory with the power and ability of the Holy Spirit.
Amen and amen. Well, that's all the time we have for. We hope you've enjoyed these couple of weeks here talking about Anointed for Life. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray today will be a great day. I pray the Spirit of God will infill us. I pray, Father God, that we'll be who we need to be, that you've empowered us. And now, Father God, we're operating under the anointing, that we're preaching the gospel and we're stretching forth our hands to heal, and signs and wonders will be wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change
your
life.
Exactly right.
Destiny, if you will allow it. So make sure that you click your, got distracted. Make sure you click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there so that your family and friends can get connected to PM in the AM and Mike Campbell Ministries. We are on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube right now, subscribe now, and you can follow what we're doing around the world.
That's right. Well, join us again next week. We'll start a new topic on Monday morning. Join us for PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
God bless.